Right now, it's time to welcome in Dr. Mark Herko. Yesterday, the New Vance Health and Sharon Hospital streamed an event, which will be up, by the way, on the web today for you folks that missed it last night, talking about plans they've been working on at New Vance Health and the hospital for probably well over a year now for the future direction of the hospital in our community. And it's nice to welcome in Mark Herko again. Mark, nice to speak to you today.
Oh, you too, Marshall. Thanks for taking the time out to really sit down with us today.
I think it's important because you had the event where the community could watch it last night, streaming live or actually go. And so let's talk about some of the key points. And we talked about this last two times you and I have gotten together, that there has been this a whole bunch of people at New Vance Health and Sharon Hospital working. And by the way, people not associated with the hospital, independent people, working on what's the best future for Sharon Hospital. What are right off the bat for people that are listening, what are some of the major things that this year-long look at the hospital has come up with?
Sure. Well, the major point, anytime you make a big announcement, people always worry about are you cutting? If you notice, the major points that we brought up is that we're really focused on growth. We're focused on building our primary care. We know this area is just screaming for primary care. And we've had the current people that are here are either aged out, their panels are full, or there's problems with maintaining people when they come here. So we're really looking at focusing on that. Second issue is that we're looking at reconfiguring the how our hospital functions internally by looking at, utilizing more of the space, since we're underutilizing the majority of our inpatient space. Third, we're looking at really building and building upon our strength of the senior behavioral unit that we have here, and adding outpatient clinics and even developing other possible programs in adult and adolescent autism. And then finally, with all that building, and with the economic constraints that we have currently and the losses we've sustained, we had to make the very difficult decision of closing our labor and delivery unit.
Now, the closing of the labor and deliveries unit, let's talk about that so people can understand that this is not going to be happen tomorrow. Let's talk a little bit about how that's going to progress.
Sure. I mean, this is a process that we are planning for 8 to 12 months. We have to follow through with the state regulatory process where we file a certificate of need, letting them know why we're doing it and the realities of how to do it. The only thing that would preclude us from reaching that 8 to 12-month time course is if our OBGYN providers decide to move over to another facility or if we have difficulty staffing the unit. And that is probably the main issue we've had over the past few years. It's been difficult with COVID, particularly with shortage of staffing, and it's been difficult.
Now, let's talk about let's talk about these plans. First of all, the questions that came from people during the session last night. What were more people focused on after your presentation?
Majority were on the labor and delivery unit, and a lot were on what are the exact details of the plan, particularly with growing our primary care. First, I want to thank the over 130 elected officials and residents for actually participating in this, and with almost 60 questions that were asked, and we answered over 40. So that was good and very encouraging that people are engaged. We knew that. Other issues that were people really were focusing on were the our partnership with the Torrington Federally Qualified Health Center, the FQHC, since we will be, in a few short weeks, having their mobile van parked here in our front of our hospital, actively seeing patients and utilizing our facilities, which was a major event for us to actually partner with them as we look at expanding again our primary care footprint throughout this region.
We're speaking with Dr. Mark Herko and yesterday, and you'll read a lot about it in the newspapers and hear a lot about it over the course of the next couple of weeks. They had a large session where they explained the future vision that has been looked at for the Sharon Hospital. if it when you get rid of when you get rid of the maternity unit and that is negotiated out and done, whether it's quickly or whether it's in a year, what happens to that space in the hospital, Diamond? What do you do with that space in the hospital?
Well, that's where we look with our system master facilities personnel and architects, and we look at how do we utilize our underutilized space. I mean, we are using less than 40% of our inpatient beds. You know, the hospital was built many, many years ago when inpatient medicine was the de facto way of treating a majority of health issues. As you know, this has pivoted out to 75% being outpatient-oriented, and we have to adjust to that reality. And with that, we'd love to, as we work with our FQHC partner, develop a rotating multi-specialty clinic, maybe having them with clinic space in the hospital, reconfiguring the way we utilize our cardiology and cardiac rehab services, maybe placing that on the first floor where it's easier for access for those patients that actually have difficulty ambulating, and then having just the synergies of our physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, along with cardiovascular therapy near where we do active testing and where the doctor's offices would be down here. So that's we're really wanting to look there and look at expanding, you know, possible inpatient behavioral health, depending on how we can gain some of those other resources. So yep. A full, you know, pretty much, like the Sharon Hospital Redux 2.0 to show that we want to maintain this hospital as a viable entity now and into the future, offering high-quality care.
Now, I'm going to just take a guess here, and you can tell me whether I'm right or wrong. I think the ability for Nuvance to do this with Sharon Hospital probably really relies heavily upon the other hospitals that you have that are within, I'll say, a 35-mile radius of Sharon Hospital. Are you planning to involve all your other hospitals to pick up some of the load on this, where these other, especially Vassar Brothers in Poughkeepsie?
Oh, sure. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, if we, especially with COVID definitely opened everyone's eyes too. If we didn't have an affiliation with our larger system, Sharon wouldn't be here today, the hospital. I mean, having the ability to transfer patients at will to the various other tertiary hospitals, flexing our ability to actually accept transfers from other hospitals, moving resources around, to better fit the needs of our community. That's what the system is for, and this is how we leverage being part of this larger system. And so far, the system has actually done a bang-up job in keeping us going. I mean, look at the issue we had with the chiller over the summer. We don't have the resources or the discretionary funding to pay for what we had to do with that. And, having the system to underwrite those charges really helped us out as we came through that crisis. And this is just another way of leveraging that relationship.
Now, I would figure that in some of these plans, especially with the birthing, people, you will obviously go in front of state commissions, and this will be all very public when this progress starts, right?
Oh, yes. And as we said, we promised transparency as much as we're allowed to offer transparency for everything as we go through this, because this has to be a public forum, and we expect, this is an emotional issue. We've been proud and honored to actually work with people as we build their families, and this really hits at the heartstrings of a lot of folks who have been here and were born here, and we know this is a difficult situation, but at this point, this is for us the best decision. If we're going to remain here as a full caring center for our patients in the future.
And how do you plan to get more doctors into the area, just as a general area? I mean, it's something that, I mean, you've got Kent, you've got North Canaan, and potentially as years go by, other towns. How do you plan to get those doctors here? Is there a plan? Is that something that you're going to develop over the course of the next 6 to 8 months, or is that something you're going to work on right away?
Well, we have some of those issues underway already. Prior to my taking this position, I was the vice president over on the New York side when it was HealthQuest, and we recognized that it was difficult, especially in rural areas, bring in primary care and specialists to the smaller, more isolated areas. So we decided to grow our own, and that's why we built all of those residencies, which are currently number over 200 people in those residencies now. And now that this is the beginning of the third year, particularly for the primary care residencies, this is the time that they start actively looking for jobs. So this is a perfect opportunity. If we've done our job with the rotations that they've had and shown them the positive nature of living in this region, that we could recruit people in. Now, a lot of those people are foreign medical grads, and based upon their work visas, they would actually traditionally have to go back to their parent countries after graduation by law until they can get a green card and come back. Working with our FQHC, we can actually have those people immediately work with us in partnership because they have received designation as a healthcare provider, a shortage area, and the FQHC already has that designation, which allows them to forego that 1 year waiting period. And we've actually applied for that, and we're working with our local politicians who are in full support of that to gain that for our health system and our hospital as a whole. So we've worked on that. We're also working with our board and with our foundation, and we'll be working with local community leaders on looking for, you know, housing, affordable housing for people to live in. As you know, housing can be difficult at times for young people to afford in this area. And then on top of that, look at how else do we retain people once we have them here. That has been a problem. We can get people, you know, it's difficult to get people to come here, but when they do come here, it's difficult to keep them here due to issues with maybe their spouses needing occupations, issues with kids in regards to social activities, schools. We need to, you know, really throw out the red carpet and work hard at really being well-rounded with how we work with this recruiting process. And additionally, again, we have a lot of private doctors that for years have had difficulty recruiting into their own practices. So we would, you know, want to discuss with them and encourage them to also help with recruiting for their practices and find ways, maybe even partner with us if they would like to do that. I mean, this is a full court press to get this done.
And one final question. What is the status of the emergency room?
Full go. We don't change a single thing. And that's the whole thing for this plan. Our goal is to continue caring for almost all of the patients that we're currently caring for now. So if you have an emergent issue that traditionally would come to the hospital, we continue with that because we are very good at deciding, you know, in regards to diagnosing the patient, stabilizing them, and caring for them here if we have the resources, and if not, leveraging our partnership with our system relationships to our other hospitals and transferring them out. And that's been proven by our low mortality rates, both here and where we send patients, and in the 30-day readmission rate. That is the strength of working with an integrated health system, and we're going to continue with that.
So we are just opening the book to a new strategy for a new Sharon Hospital for the future, folks. This is page probably one or the forward. Obviously, you'll be having more meetings, and you'll obviously inform the public as this goes along.
Oh, definitely, and that's the whole goal, and I mentioned that even on our presentation yesterday. This is just the beginning. This is not a fait accompli. It will be a work in progress. Some of the things are going to work very well. Some of the things are going to fall flat, and we're going to have to, you know, sit down and reevaluate. But we have to make this plan. We have to move forward. That's the only way we're going to maintain this facility in the long run. So we have to work together on this.
Well, Mark, thanks for joining us this morning. And once again, that presentation that you did last night should be online today, right?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, thanks for the update, and make sure you keep us in the loop so we can keep people informed. We appreciate you coming on with us and being so open with us.
For sure, and I love our early morning sessions, and I want to keep that going.
All right, thanks, Dr. Herko.
Thank you, Marshall.
Mark Herko from the Sharon Hospital, New Vance Health, explaining the initial new direction of the Sharon Hospital.